these guys?
Yeah, Captain, I don't recognize the ship. It's some weird model.
Why have they been following us for the last 15 minutes?
I don't know, and they're getting close.
Open comm. This is Dwayne Duval of the NSS 421. Who are you and why have you been following us for so long?
We are the CSMPF, Sierra Systems Military Police Fleet.
What do you want, CSMF?
MPF.
What?
It's not CSMF, it's CSMP.
What do you want?
Nothing. Go along your way. Our paths are only a coincidence.
Liar! You lie! Only lies!
Eddie, we're close enough now. Scan that goddamn ship.
We're simply explorers.
You're what? The military police explorers now? You think I'm gonna believe that?
What is your mission?
We're, well, it's hard to explain.
How many of you are there?
6. The ship holds only up to 20.
Captain, he is shit-filled! He smell of fuck, mother! I can see computer detect 17 life people on his ship of shit!
17? Are you guys kidding me? You've been lying every question I've asked you!
Well, like we said, it's hard to explain.
What? It's hard to explain that you're actually spying on us? I even had Eddie veer off course intentionally 3 times in the last 5 minutes and you followed perfectly!
Captain, these ass mothers, the infidels! Victory to Allah! We must destroy all them!
Yes, Rajid, yes!
And now, a BDO Radio production. Ring 2167. Starring Budweiser. Episode number 7.
The Sierra system was a prosperous place. A well-groomed and organized system. It was amongst the best in the universe. The crime rate was virtually inexistent, and most of the inhabitants were either rich or wealthy. The Sierrians were curious and brave explorers who sent their best minds and their strongest leaders out in the vast of space in search of other systems, other life forms, and other system-wide business opportunities. They were powerful. 4,000 state-of-the-art cargo fleets, the best space jump gate network installed in the history of time, and strict but disciplined military force with blindingly strong firepower. Very rarely did Sierrians fail at just about anything. When they would gather the small mistakes in the failure and learn from them, and again, improve. In the year 2163, they sent out one of their most brave and intelligent minds in the deep of space to explore what most know as the Silvershine Zone. This trip proved to be one of their biggest failures. While Captain Samson Haley was quickly and inadvertently turned into an addict of crack cocaine consumption, some of the rest of his crew of important minds were killed, sold to prostitution rings, or forced into depression and shock from the events surrounding them. The Starship Horizon, which served for the mission, was sold part by part to refund the drug debts of the captain and to pay for emergency medical assistance for some crew. The Sierra System's confidence took a serious blow. People back home were shaken to know the events that unfolded in this dangerous, audacious operation. Never did the Sierrians believe that a man like Samson Haley could be diminished to worthlessness. Never did they believe a starship like the Horizon could have as much as a dent. It was not in their habits, not around them, not in Sierra. Many inhabitants of the system got angry and formed protest groups to encourage their government to begin taking actions against the whole Silvershine Zone. The government were reluctant to waste any resources on Silvershine as they were aware of the fact that their fleets would be instantly outnumbered. They were powerless. But not for long. Former Captain Samson Haley, in a long voyage filled with crack cocaine binges, found an ancient mystical key that, when used, would activate a secret system to wipe out the Silvershine Zone. He then accidentally accepted to use this key, and the old, dormant machines were activated. A planet deep in the Silvershine Zone, built to look like a natural world, but made to contain millions of dangerous mechanical space piranhas and keep them dormant and recharged until the time comes to let them go, unfolded like a blooming flower, killing everyone on the surface, and released its tenants. The piranhas ravaged everything. Or almost everything. For the first time since this ancient doomsday mechanism was first used, some of the inhabitants of the Silvershine Zone survived, discovering how to finally terminate the robotic piranhas, who, when left about their business, built other copies of themselves with parts of what they eat and multiplied into the billions. Only three systems of the Silvershine Zone were left, and two renowned drug network minds, Dwayne Duvall and Buster Waltrick. The two men were trying to rebuild the constant financial fountain and crime freeway that the Silvershine was. This opened the door wide for the Sierra system to end the Silvershine Zone's days. They began arranging war fleets, police units, and spy squads. Already, six Sierra system ships are patrolling the Silvershine Zone, taking a look at what is left and gathering intelligence to finally execute a strong reply to the events that caused them to lose one of their brave explorers. Dwayne and Buster were too busy dealing with emergency shipments from world to world. The effects from the zone's recent devastation were surfacing. Survivors needed drugs, supplies were low, and there was little left. They didn't have time for this. For 40 minutes now, Captain Hurley of the CSMFP was taking medium-range scans of the NSS 421, but their cloak failed during scans, and while the crew did not know they could be seen, the NSS 421's captain noticed the ship suspiciously lurking about.
Yeah, Captain, they're opening weapons!
Reopen comm, dammit! What the hell are you guys doing?
Sorry, you really know too much now.
Do you even know who you're following? You don't fuck with us!
Captain, they're firing!
Sven, lock onto battleship and fire! B5, pins away! Yes, Captain!
Dwayne, that was frightening.
I know. So much time with Sven on the same ship, I'm starting to talk like him.
Yeah, Captain, their ship is good, but we're better. I can outrun them.
Do it. I don't want to cream those fuckers just yet. First, let him live so we find out what they're up to.
Yeah, I'm already on it. I figured you'd say that.
What about the mescaline delivery?
Screw it. The drunkies at the sideliner can wait a bit. I think we need to do something about these guys here.
Captain, we clear escape from ass bastard moron liquor ass beaters. We are safe. Victory to Allah!
Thank you, Rajid. Turn on the radio, will you? Put it on Earth frequencies.
Tonight's breaking news. Jesus voices a message to the world on international television and radio. This is yet another holy day since the return of our Messiah. Fuck you all. Amen. And now, our Lord and Savior.
God, you absolutely sad, pathetic people. Stop visiting me. Stop breaking into my house, believing that if I give you a beating for it, you'll get blessed! For fuck's sake, this is getting sad! I say fuck you all once on TV, and you incorporate the statement in your fucked up religion! Well, fuck you all again!
Wow, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, has so much energy, it's un-
Interesting. I didn't know Jesus was back. I should call home more often.
Wow, I bet the Christians are happy. Or not. Doesn't that mean the end of the world for them?
I wonder. We'll tune in later, get more updates.
He sounds pissed off. I bet he's getting hassled by everyone.
Captain, scans show fuck-loving ass yellers are, like they say, come from Sierra. They fly many time here before.
Yeah, check this out, Dwayne. Their log shows a lot of short flights in and out the zone in the recent week or so.
There's others, too.
There are six infidel shit ships. Research and base of data show that infidel are police.
Cops in the Silvershine Zone. Damn it. They know we're weaker now.
Man, we don't have time to deal with this bullshit.
I guess we're going to have to. The snoopy little bastards are already sniffing us up the asshole.
Nice metaphor.
Thanks. Anyway, like I said, we gotta pull a spy move on them in return.
Yo, Captain, there's one problem.
What is it?
They have cloaks. We have been followed for 40 minutes, not just 15. You noticed them because, you see here in the log, they're cloak busted without their knowledge and we saw them.
Cloaks?
Those assholes were really lying as much as I gave them credit for.
Man, if the guys back home heard everything that happens here, I think I'd get forced into a nut house.
Yeah, every time I don't come back for a long while, I always have trillions of fucked up stories to tell everyone. But then at the last minute, I filter out all the cool stuff so they don't put me on pills.
Indeed, neither had Dwayne or Buster gone home since the devastation of the Silvershine Zone. Being the only two important businessmen left in the area, they took it upon themselves to keep the commercial flow going on as much as possible. The electro pimps, the Uber crack and its addicts, and the auto sex stations were gone. Most drug transactions involved a limited number of substances still available, such as cocaine, heroin, and mescaline. Prostitution had nearly been extinct, but some traditional pimp networks were re-emerging, taking advantage of the disappearance of their superior robotic competition. Dwayne was pleased with how things were going. Everything had fallen in its right place for him, or almost everything. There was one thing bothering him, the mescaline. Before the Silvershine Zone was reduced to rubble and turned into more carnivorous robotic space piranhas, who in turn ate more of the Silvershine Zone and made more piranhas, who in turn, and so on, Dwayne refused to sell mescaline, a drug he referred to as
the grossest shit you can shove in your body. I'd rather be put in a goddamn vomitron.
To his eyes, mescaline lacked class and was a sloppy drug. What Dwayne did not tell most people he knew is that his hate for mescaline came from his previous experiences with the drug. On his first try, it wasn't so bad.
Oh man, why? Why?
But there were many times, specifically in big parties, where things were worse.
Oh man, my insides! I'm burning, man! Help! Help me! Fuck that, don't help me! Kill me, please!
Just as much as seeing the substance brought the bad memories back in Dwayne's mind. But this time around, he would have to deal with it and face the music. The variety of substances and consumers in the zone had been decimated, and anything that could be added to the narrow selection was welcome. Even the grossest shit you can shove in your body, I'd rather be put in a goddamn vomitron.
Dwayne, I got a call from Ted. He's finally got the formula right. We'll have crystal meth and speed pills in a bit.
Thank God. I mean, lately we've been selling drugs that compare to fucking horse tranquilizers.
Well, we do sell coke.
And you know what they can do with coke? Give a horse anesthesia for surgery.
Okay, but Dwayne, I mean...
Look, if we're going to bring things back the way they almost were, we're going to need someone who's willing to make crack and who's not a crackhead.
Man, I almost interrupted you before you finished that sentence.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna make a mention of Haley.
Haley? Make crack? Picture that in your mind for a second.
Okay. I see a lab, and then I see Haley cooking the... Hey, wait! He's smoking more than half of the shit! That
fuck- You get the idea. It's not an option.
Yeah, thanks. That was enlightening.
Anytime.
Oh, hey, when we make it to the sideliner, we gotta up the price on the mescaline. Supplies are running low, man.
They're low? Aye. I'm both happy and sad.
Why?
The sideliner gang's all become a bunch of addicts to the grossest shit you can shove in your body.
I'd rather be put in a goddamn vomitron. I know.
Maybe we can ship them the crystal meth instead. Just so tired of seeing mescaline, I think I want the supply to run out.
Hey, and Dwayne, Abdullah and Rajid want to convert Deck 15A to a mosque.
A what?
A mosque. A Muslim church praying place thing.
Aye. Did you tell those two Jesus came back?
Are you crazy? They'll blow up the ship, then slice Earth into little dices.
Come on, Buster.
Look, I know they're not 100% serious, but let's not push it to the limits, okay?
Okay. Let them build the thing, whatever. Maybe we'd be better off if they were on crack.
Nah, you remember what officers on crack do. We're much better off with Rajid now.
Yeah, we're lucky we didn't have to look far for a new commander. You know... Abdullah had been waiting for a spot to open up for a while to refer his brother to us.
Yeah, but I thought the brother would be less crazy.
It's almost a carbon copy, ain't it?
I think Rajid's actually crazier.
We should test them and see who blows up the ship first.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. Hey, Dwayne, am I wrong to think you're lightly humping the corner of your desk while talking to me?
No. Sorry, Buster. I know it's scary, but you remember that light speed drug?
Yeah, get off that shit. We know the side effects now. Uncontrollable humping disorder.
Yeah, well, I got the memo a bit too late. I've got the hump in me. Slightly.
You stopped consuming that stuff, I hope.
Yeah, I miss it, though. Cool drug.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
Yeah, Captain, Buster, come back to the bridge. We're approaching destination.
Be right there, Eddie. Let's go, Buster.
The return of Jesus on Earth made many Christian fanatics go ballistic, shout absurdities about the end of the world, and arrange worldwide masses to honor their Lord and Savior. Jesus was expected to take it all up on his shoulders, guide everyone to a better day, a better life, a richer world, and a happy place. But Jesus was not what the people wanted. 2,167 years ago, Jesus, who was one of the rare humans born with the intelligence superior to 50 average human beings put together, took it upon himself to build an above-light-speed capable space vessel so he could reach the stars and find answer for his fellow peers. Using only technology available in ancient times, Jesus successfully built his antimatter core-powered space unit and addressed the people in his village the day he decided to depart on his brave voyage. Here is what Jesus said to his fellow villagers before he lifted off to the stars.
People, I must leave you today, but not for long. I will travel between the stars at a speed so fast you couldn't even imagine it. I want to find answers. Are we alone? Can I borrow some technology so we don't have to milk our friggin' cows by hand anymore? How many times have you been accidentally kicked in the nuts trying to ride your horse? We've got to find a better way of moving about. We can improve. And I'll be going out there to find out how. Thank you, fellow villagers. Hopefully when I return, the world won't have ended. No, really. It shouldn't take that long. I'm just kidding.
Jesus expected his trip to last only a couple of dozen years. What Mr. Christ did not know is that when traveling at the speed of light, time is slowed to a near halt for the passenger of the vessel, and everywhere else, life goes on as usual. Today, there is technology that permits time to flow normally while traveling at such high speeds, but it was not something Jesus had considered in his vehicle's architecture. With all the light-speed traveling Jesus did for what seemed to him as 25 years, 2,167 years have passed since his vessel touched off from Earth. His return was harsh, and time had unexpectedly zoomed forward, during which Jesus was made into a highly renowned religious icon on a cross he knows nothing of. He didn't enjoy the made-up stories and the misunderstood events and simply wanted life to pick up. One thing did seem positive to Jesus. Technology had finally reached his mental caliber, and had it not been for all the fanatic spiritual trespassers, life would be good. He couldn't stand the attention much anymore. Jesus wanted a stiff drink. There was a place he had gone before, and knowing he could now take a vessel that did not cause accidental time travel into the future when going at the speed of light, he dropped into his brand new vessel, which was bought with all the unwanted donations from religious followers, and set course for the Sideliner in the Silvershine Zone.
State destination, please.
The Sideliner. I need a drink.
Warning. The destination you have chosen is listed in the danger zones of this galaxy.
You are entering it at your own risk, and events could result in death, unexpected drug addiction, or serious injury.
Damn it, I know! Are you going to repeat that crap every time I ask you to go there? I thought I had checked the box next to never mention this warning again.
The Silvershine Zone is dangerous. You must be warned.
I miss my mom. That's who I'm going to drink to. My mom. Computer, to my mother.
To your mother.
What did you say about my mother?
Nothing. You said to my mother, and...
Sorry, computer. I'm on the edge. Set course and go.
Understood.
Meanwhile, just outside the Sideliner, Buster and Dwayne are closing their mescaline deal.
You know, guys, this is the grossest shit you can shove in your body.
I'd rather be put in a goddamn vomitron.
I know. Look, man, we like it, okay? Here's the money.
Guys, this is only a cheap little bar. Who's paying for all this?
Some rich guy who spends his days and nights here, always drinking and always fucked up.
Why is he paying for it?
Like I said, he's rich, some important royalty. Heck, you want to come in and meet him? We're just about to start another mescaline binge.
No, thank you. I'd rather be put in a goddamn vomitron.
We know, Dwayne.
Plus, we don't have much time. We gotta be on the move.
Okay, but can you at least stop discreetly humping my leg?
Sorry, man.
Lightspeed, excuse him.
Oh, ho, man, that shit. I hope you stopped.
Yeah, I stopped.
Don't worry, yo, the urges go away in time.
Damn, I hope.
Let go of me!
Again? Oh, so sorry, I barely notice.
Halt! Offender! You are under arrest!
Who's that motherfucker? I don't know, but he's pointing at Dwayne!
His uniform! That's the CS motherfuckers again!
The CSMPF?
The CSMF!
It's the CSMP-
I know, goddammit, but I want to call him the CSMF! It's shorter and it stands for motherfuckers! Now that we have the money, let's fucking split! Fast!
Yo, bye, guys!
See ya!
Halt! You are criminals! If you don't stop running, I will open fire!
Shit, man! Dwayne, did you bring any handguns?
No! Keep running! We can make the ship!
The dock is a 5 minutes run away! I don't think I'm that much in shape!
Oh, and now they're firing at us!
Halt! We won't say it again!
God damn it! Someone help us! Those men chasing us are cops!
Police, yo!
What's that?
Whoa! An electropimp! A surviving electropimp! It's attacking the cops!
Wow, yeah! It's true! Although the network is no longer active, killing police is in the robot's basic programming!
Yo, robot!
Hello! My name is Gregory, yo!
Gregory!
I like ice cream! I like colors! Pretty colors!
Dwayne, what's wrong with it?
I don't know. It sounds weird.
If I had a mommy, she would say that I'm special, yo!
Dwayne, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
It's... My God, it's retarded!
The damage from getting chewed on by a few piranhas must have impaired its circuits.
Yeah, and it can't download fixes from the network anymore. There is no more network. Hey, Gregory, come with us.
Yay! I made friends. Hello, friends. Do you want to play a game?
Sure, Gregory. And do you know what the game is?
Hide and seek? Pin the donkey?
No, Gregory. You follow us around and make sure we don't get killed.
Yay! You want me to play commando? I bring bitches down, yo.
You're taking him with us?
Hell yeah. It'll make one hell of a bodyguard.
And I will always love you.
Shut up, Gregory.
But I like singing.
I know, but not now. Okay, Gregory?
Okay.
The Sierrian authorities were done hiding from Dwayne DeVal. Since one of their vessels was accidentally spotted by the NSS 421's captain, the cover was blown and the game was on. They finally had an official complaint against the powerful entity of the Silvershine Zone and had reason to finally take action and begin their master plan. Dwayne DeVal was officially listed as an offender. Evading police questioning and interfering with military investigation were the charges. Having known that Haley was responsible for the destruction of the Silvershine Zone, Sierrians would have moved on. Haley would have been recognized as a war hero, and the Silvershine Zone would have been left alone, given Haley has taken it upon himself to get his revenge against the place. They would deny Haley's crack cocaine addiction and the fact that the key's activation was accidental. They would call it faith and place Haley in the highest ranks of their hierarchy. Unfortunately, Sierrians were completely unaware of Haley's recent actions or his current location. His government was considering arranging funeral services for his presumed death, as no news were brought in so much time about the famous captain's condition. They were mourning uncertainly and getting angrier by the minute.
Yo, Captain, you're back! How did the deal go? Hey, what's that, yo?
This is Gregory, the retarded electropimp.
Infidel!
Yo, bitch, don't hit me. I like friends.
Rashid, let him go. He's on our side.
He is victory to Allah?
Yes, victory to Allah, Rashid.
Victory to Allah! But Captain, he shitarded brainfuck. He helped how?
He saved us from those goddamn Sierrian cops.
Yeah, those cops are still after us.
Yeah, in fact, we should move fast before more come. Abdullah, start the engines.
Yes, Captain. I start the engine fast.
Victory to Allah!
Guys, one at a time. I don't need a chorus.
Excuse, Captain.
Yes, excuse my brother. He is very loyal.
Yeah, Captain, we're being paged.
Take it! This is Dwayne Duval of the NSS 421. What is it?
Captain Dwayne Duval, you are under arrest for evading police and interfering with military investigation. Surrender your vessel now.
Yeah, they're in formation. Four ships in orbit, just waiting for us to try and break away, yo.
Captain, what? They small battleship, but they many small battleship. We dangerous fucked.
He is right, Captain. The ass-stealing vomit fuckhead mothers fuck our ship easy.
Shit. Eddie, any weapons installations on this planet we can fly to?
Nah, man, this planet barely has people on it, yo.
We are giving you 2 minutes, and we will begin our descent towards your ship. Surrender now.
Eat my asshole.
We're serious.
I'm serious too.
Listen, we send one of our best, bravest captains into your crummy zone, and all you people have the decency of doing is getting him hooked on that crack stuff, and you're ruining what was once a great person.
So what? You're going up against the whole Silvershine zone for this?
Well, the zone was much too big back when Haley was forced into drug addiction by your garbage dump zone. But now, since the devastation, you're just small enough for us to eat you for breakfast, finally.
Hasn't the devastation been enough?
We don't care about that. We want our own vengeance.
Wait a minute.
You mean the Sierrians don't know?
Mr., what's your name?
Captain Hurley.
Mr. Hurley, do you even know who caused the entire devastation?
No. What importance does that have?
The importance it has is simple. Commander Haley is the one responsible for all this. So if it's vengeance, your own vengeance that you want, Haley has carried it out for you.
You're lying.
We're not. Haley left our ship 5 weeks ago and we sent him on a special mission. He never came back. And we found him at the Sideliner, the bar on this planet. He told us the whole story of him and how he activated a mystical key that triggered an ancient system that wiped out 95% of this place.
A mystical key? All done by Haley? If you speak the truth, you understand that this means we have lost one of our single most greatest leaders of all time.
Strongest? What? Leader?
He solved this whole thing by himself. Wiped out an entire zone by his own means.
No, he didn't. He's a clumsy fuck that killed trillions of innocent druggies, pimps, and hoes. Accidentally. He's responsible for the local extinction of 72 types of drugs. Prostitution, too.
We know Samson Haley. He is a great man. He always succeeds. And again, this time he did. But now, we last know he was with you, and now he is nowhere to be found, so we must avenge him.
What? No, wait! Wait, wait, he's most likely not dead. His brain is dead from crack, but he's very probably alive and well somewhere.
Where?
We don't know where. We've been looking every now and then when we have the time.
Why has he left?
Well, this time, he left because I fired his crackhead ass out of his place.
You have fired one of our greatest minds? Put his financial and social life in danger? How dare you? Fleet, close in on the NSS 421 and attack!
Captain Hurley! Captain!
Yeah, they closed comm, Captain!
Oh, crap, we're back to square one. We had him.
I know. Now what? Should we attack battleship now? Yeah, that. Go, fire away!
Yeah, Captain, they're returning fire and closing in!
Shit, man! If only we could find Haley, like, right about now! Abdullah, we have to move! Are the engines ready?
Yes! They are beating our ass fuck! We must go!
My brother is right! If we want our victory, we must go move! Yeah, Captain! There's someone trying to board the ship! God damn it! They got the card lock open!
Shit! How many?
2 life forms!
Man, these cops are getting ridiculously annoying!
What is going to happen to Dwayne, Buster, and the rest of the crew? Can they convince the Sierrians that Haley is living adequately after getting fired? Will they try and get in touch with Haley, or is it too late? Where is Haley? What is he up to? Is he still alive, roaming about the Silvershine Zone? Or is he trying to go back home, given crack supply is nearly inexistent in the zone? How powerful is the remainder of the Silvershine Zone? Is it strong enough to regain momentum and return to normal? Are the few Falkorian survivors going to rebuild their system and their infamous pimping network? Is Jesus going to return to Earth after his visit to the Sideliner? Or will he simply decide to stay in the Silvershine Zone and possibly embark on a new voyage? Find out on the next episode of Drug Ring 2167. Drug Ring 2167 is produced by Budweiser at BDO Radio Studios in Montreal, Canada.
And that's all for tonight's news. Oh, wait, the producer is informing me that we have 3 minutes left. Oh, well then, I will masturbate on the air.